Good afternoon and welcome to Talk of the Towns. We try to go beyond the headlines to make sense of the issues facing Maine communities, to share what works, and to seek alternative solutions. Talk of the Towns has aired on WERU Community Radio since 1993, dedicated to the proposition that everyone benefits when we share our knowledge, our experience, our concerns, and our perspectives. We're about to practice the magic of community radio, in which those of us in our virtual studio and you who are listening create a kind of dialogue that we hope will be of benefit to our friends, our neighbors, and colleagues. We are your co-hosts, Ron Beard and Liz Graves, hoping you'll stay with us for the next hour and to Talk of the Towns. And just a reminder that we're recording this show in advance and we won't be taking any calls today.
Welcome to Talk of the Towns on WERU. I am co-host and co-producer Liz Graves with Ron Beard. Today we're talking about Main Street communities. Our guests are Cara Romano, the executive director of the Heart of Ellsworth organization, Amanda Cunningham of Our Town Belfast, and Sylvie Piquet, who's the program director of the Maine Downtown Center with the Maine Development Foundation. So she works with communities statewide. Every Maine town and city has its unique story and character and works to support growth in the present while honoring that history. The Maine Downtown Network supports local groups in 28 Maine communities working to help their downtowns thrive. Today, we're talking with some of these grassroots groups about how they bring their communities together. So super excited to be together. Thank you for being here. Something we often do to kick off our show is just say hi and hear our voices and get to know each other a tad. So Cara, tell us just a bit about yourself and your story.
Sure. Thank you for having us. I really appreciate being able to be here. I grew up in Down East Maine and I attended university in Machias. I was president of the Maine Crafts Association from 2011 to 2015. And during that time, I was an artist and owned a small retail store in downtown Ellsworth. In 2016, I became the first director of the Downtown Ellsworth Merchants Association. And I led the organization to transition to become a 501c3 nonprofit. And in 2024, we became Maine's 11th Main Street designated accredited community. And I serve on a few different area organizations, boards, and steering committees. And I just really appreciate volunteering and championing our city of Ellsworth.
Yeah. So what I'm going to dig a little bit. What's your medium in your own fine artwork? And what did you study in school? What did you think you wanted to do?
So I studied interdisciplinary fine art. And then right after school, I lived in Cherryfield, Maine, and studied with two retired professors. And my work was in the metals world. I was a studio jeweler for about 15 years prior to diving into being a merchant on Main Street.
And do you find time to do any making now?
No, since 2016 of transitioning and starting Heart of Ellsworth, my creative outlet is very, very full and very complete. So I have not been
fair. Making,
rather supporting other makers and business owners through the downtown.
Yeah, having been a small business owner is obviously seems like it creates an important perspective as you support others in that role. Cool. Okay, let's go to Amanda in Belfast. Welcome. Tell us about yourself.
Again, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for including me in this. I am Amanda Cunningham. I'm the executive director of Our Town Belfast. I am born and raised here in Belfast.
Yeah.
I'm a boomerang. So I left in the early 90s to go to college, got my degree in English from Farmington. I spent many years down in the Portland area, had a child and decided I wanted to move back to Belfast because I really appreciated how I grew up in such a small town, being able to walk downtown from where we live. And I wanted her to be able to experience that, which she's now 12 years old and she pretty much knows anything and everything if you ask her, but also how to get around downtown, all of the merchants. Many of the merchants, rather, know who she is. She's constantly supporting and helping other people down here So, you know, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I love this community.
Super cool. Thank you. And Sylvie, I'm not even positive where in the state you're based. So tell us that and anything else about yourself.
Yes, I am currently in Portland and have been down here for a couple years. It was actually college that brought me to Maine. I went to college at Bowdoin and in Brunswick, and that is one of our main streets. And I fell in love with, you know, kind of life, small town life and Maine life, and have hardly left since. I ended up moving up to MDI and was a camp director at Camp Beechcliff and listened to WRU then.
I thought your name sounded familiar.
Yeah, you and Ron. And so that really honestly got me into community work, because it's, you know, a great flagship summer camp program, but a year-round outdoor ed center and community resource, and really, yeah, got me excited about community engagement. And I did a stand out in Colorado at a nonprofit art center. And so that got me more into the like kind of creative economic development and support for entrepreneurial artists and such as Cara. And then when I moved back to Maine, moved back to Portland and found this work with MDF at the Maine Downtown Center and have just loved learning about it and, you know, really making being able to support the communities that drew me to Maine and made me want to stay and build my family here.
I think Amanda hinted at the answer to this question. Each of you may have some other perspectives. What's so important about downtowns or main streets? And Amanda, you hinted at it that your daughter is able to kind of walk around and she owns the town in that fashion. What else, Amanda, is important about a thriving downtown or main street?
I think it's the sense of place, because you just feel welcomed when you're downtown, and especially in downtown Belfast, because obviously that's where I live. But, you know, there's so much for everybody here. It's not just about the merchants. We have many green spaces. We have a beautiful harbor. There's a lot to explore. There's lots of trails as well. We have a whole trail system that leads out from here. I just think it's really important, because our family, our friends, and our neighbors have established their businesses here. And those are people that we really rely on an everyday basis, just, you know, for the sense of community. But they've really built up this beautiful downtown that's vibrant and it's working and it's year round. And right. I think that's what's really important about Main Streets.
Cara Romano, how would you answer that question about what's important about a thriving downtown?
Well, I would certainly build off of what Amanda just said about downtowns are where community gathers. It's where summer concerts happen. It's where people come to shop for holiday. It's also where like Veterans Day parades are held. I mean, it's very, very traditional. And the other thing from a municipality perspective, I would say too, is it's the oldest part of city's infrastructure. Often, I would think almost everywhere, it's the oldest part of the city where there has been consistent tax base collected. So it really, when you start to think about things from that perspective, it's worth preserving.
Right. As we've expanded with automobiles, I suppose, we've expanded where people can live. That history of the downtown is really vital to describing a community. Sylvie, how would you describe the kind of the asset of a downtown?
Well, for me, I first felt it when I moved to Maine as that feeling of, wow, there's this opportunity to connect with people and to be feel like you're a part of something. And that was me moving into a downtown that I didn't even grow up in. And I think, you know, we look at it statewide as like downtowns are the heart of these communities. And when that heart is healthy and when the downtown is vibrant, it generally reflects a healthy community. And so it's something that is at the root of that community vibrancy.
Great. Thanks.
I wonder about something Amanda's answer made me think about. I think there's some psychological truth that there's been some research on about how like chance encounters with people you know in your life, seeing people who you know when you didn't plan to see them, is really good for our brains and our spirits. And so there's a reason summer concerts happen. And it's not just a of filling the time because you're bored or shopping for presents because that's on the to-do list. It's like, that is a deep human thing. So anyway, I wanted to. And Will, cool. So I'm going to turn back to Sylvie for a little bit of a broader context. So there is both the statewide network that you help coordinate and a whole, actually a whole national organization / movement. So it's kind of a funny line. So how did that, tell us a bit about that history.
Absolutely. The National Main Street Center is formed from the National Trust for Historic Preservation in 1980. And that program is called the Main Street America. And it was really a preservation-based economic development strategy in response to suburban sprawl and really the changing face of retail with the development investment in with malls. And MDC, Main Downtown Center, joined that movement as a program at MDS in 1999. And so now the Main Downtown Center serves as a coordinating program, as a liaison to Main Street America, designating new main streets and affiliate communities. And we also serve as a resource for any community across the state who's doing downtown revitalization work in their community. So anyone can pick up the phone and call us. But really, we are bringing to the state this 40-plus-year-old model of downtown revitalization that is market-based and community-led. And there are over 2,000 communities doing this work across the United States. And in Maine, we have 28, 11 of which are nationally designated and accredited main streets like Belfast and Ellsworth. Along with Bath, but today with us is Belfast and Ellsworth.
Right.
That's another man. Yes, that's why it gets confused.
Maybe that's what my brain does.
I always confuse Bath and Bethel, which is funny because they're like just about the farthest. this is an interesting main history thing to me. I live and my day job is in a municipal government and I sort of live in government world. We did a show last year about comprehensive plans. And I wonder if anyone remembers the year or the title of the state law that got everybody started. I'm going somewhere on creating comprehensive plans to guide future development in their communities. Cause it strikes me as a kind of similar impulse. There was concern about, oh no, if we have sprawl, then we're going to not make the best use of our natural and cultural resources. And we want to be more intentional about how we develop and grow. So anyway, I was thinking of the year 99 that the Maine Downtown Center got started. And I imagine that's a little bit after whatever that law is that I'm thinking of when policymakers and others got thinking about this all at the same time or same era.
Yeah, I suspect it was somewhere in there between that national movement and, you know, this program actually rooting in Maine that, yes, exactly. And that's what, you know, so much of this program does is it really, you know, the downtown directors, the downtown program serves as that connective tissue to make sure that, you know, the municipality is connected to the business owners, is connected to the residents, is connected to folks, the property owners and developers so that there is a consistent kind of vision and direction for that's community led of where do we want to take our town?
Yeah. Great. So to start in on our case studies that we're glad to have here, Amanda, the history that even I as a pretty new Mainer know about Belfast is chicken processing. I don't even know if I just know it's chicken, something about chickens. And I assume it was, so what were when our town Belfast was getting started, or even when you remember growing up, you know, like sort of what's some of that change over time and when community leaders got together and started the organization you now work for, what were they working on? What were they trying to address?
So I will go back to when I was growing up.
Yeah,
because
awesome.
I live exactly a mile from the center of town, our traffic light. And there were many boarded up businesses, and that went on for a long time. We had lots of anchor businesses, many of them are still around. But we were all constantly going through the 80s because of the urban sprawl and, you know, going up to Bangor. We were visiting the mall every weekend if we could. that there was a lot of vacancy, and it wasn't as beautiful of a town in the same regard because there weren't as many people. We did have chicken processing. We were the chicken capital of the world for a while, but we were built on shipbuilding. That's what Belfast really came from. But through the 80s, you know, there was a strong factory life here, and they had a great middle class base because they were working in these factories, and that was providing a great living for most of our generational families, or many of our generational families. We also had some shoe industry as well. But coming back when I did in 2014, our town Belfast had just been established in 2010. So I came back and started volunteering for the organization at some of the events that they were doing. They were bringing people downtown, because when I grew up in the 80s, we had this what was called the Broiler Festival, because, again, we were the chicken capital of the world. And we had a big fair, and that was at our city park, which is just over a mile in the opposite direction. So, but it wasn't in the heart of the downtown. And there were so many events that our town Belfast was bringing people down here to see the vibrancy, giving a reason to come down to maybe explore some of the shops, because at this time, we don't have any vacancies. They turn over just as quickly, usually behind the scenes, if somebody's decided they want to get out of business. They already have somebody that's coming in and they're ready to take over their lease. It's a really wonderful problem to have. And right now we have nearly 200 small businesses that we serve as our town Belfast in our district, our historic commercial district. So I think what our leaders were looking for at the time in 2010 was trying a way to unify them, because they were all trying to get people downtown, but they didn't have one single strategy. And as small business owners, they were trying to do this on in their free time, but as they don't have any free time. So they were getting really burnt out really quickly. And we had a counselor, a few counselors, city counselors, who decided to explore the Main Street approach, and did all of the work and got us accredited in 2010. And here I am 15 years later.
Great. Great. And before we go,
I feel like I segued there.
No, that's great. And before we go to Kara, I'll just remind listeners that they're tuned to Talk of the Towns here on WERU. We're talking about some of Maine's Main Street communities. And our guests include Amanda Cunningham, who you've just heard from our town, Belfast. Kara Romano is the executive director of Art of Ellsworth, and Sylvie Piquet is the program director at the Maine Downtown Center associated with the Maine Development Foundation. Liz, I think you're going to lead into the next.
Yep, I'm going to follow up with Amanda for a second to sort of put together this timeline. So we have this picture of the 80s and a lot of vacancies. I mean, whatever, like longer ago, and where we are now, and described it how there's no vacancies and there's, you know, competition. Folks want to be in those storefronts. What was it might have been right when you were coming back, or not even back yet, but in 2010, 14 years ago, what would you say along that continuum, where was the town at? Does that make sense? Like, was there some movement already?
Oh, yes. Well on the way. I mean, at that point, we were at the place of very few vacancies. I would say less than 10 stores that would be vacant at any given time throughout the year. And that was a very short amount of time that they would be vacant. We were becoming a place that people wanted to establish their business, not necessarily people that were moving here, but it was people, small businesses, owners that were thinking about having a business at home, and they said, okay, now it's my opportunity and I'm going to go out and I'm going to rent it. And many of those businesses are around still.
What do you think helped with that?
I think it was because of the other merchants that were getting together looking for creative ways to make downtown so inviting and welcoming. Mm-hmm. And that's what our town Belfast does now. That's what we're here for, is just to make it inviting and welcoming for everyone to come down to.
Cool. And there were
all right,
new
so we'll,
and,
we'll,
and there were new residents coming in because they saw Midcoast Maine as a very attractive place to be. So they began to buy up the homes in Belfast, and that helped drive the economy.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, definitely.
All right. So more on some of that later. But yeah, let's come down east. I was going to say up the coast. That's the wrong preposition. To another very historic community. And when was Heart of Ellsworth formed, and what was the driving forces, you think, Cara?
Yeah. I would say that, you know, the driving force really was, it was a community-driven initiative, and it was fueled by people's passion and dedication to sort of an envisioned vibrant downtown district. It was, when I came in 2016 and was hired, we were at 50% capacity. So we had a lot of storefronts that were open and vacant, and there were a lot of people that were worried about downtown dying. And we had, as I said earlier, the Downtown Merchants Association. Again, they were all volunteer driven, and they're busy really trying to keep their businesses alive. They can't be doing both things. I mean, what Amanda and I do and all the 11 main streets and 28 communities in Maine are doing is, it is one person and or I guess I should really say it's an entire staff in some cases. Everyday job, waking up and thinking specifically about the downtown as a unit and as a whole, and then bringing in the volunteers and helping get the volunteers passionate about what their ideas are. And then as staff, we're trying to give them the resources to realize their ideas. Mm-hmm. And all of that is, it's a full-time job, and nobody can be expected to volunteer forever to continue that. So it's, I also want to just say too, that as far as how Heart of Ellsworth got its start is, here in Ellsworth, we have the Ellsworth Business Development Corporation. And in 2015, they started the Union River Center for Innovation. And the other project that year was trying to get some structure for the Downtown Merchants Association to hire their first ever executive director. So, the whole concept sort of behind Eaton Peabody coming in and giving money, as well as Camden National Bank, the Maine Community Foundation helped quite a bit. And then, of course, the city of Ellsworth, they really wanted to be able to help us sustain operating for 2 years. And then year three, we had to be self-sustaining. And by 2018, you know, we were a completely freestanding entity that then in 2017, we had made that transition to becoming a 501c3, which sort of helped us unlock another funding revenue source. And that brings us sort of to this year, which we became, as I said earlier, Maine's 11th Main Street community. And now, as a whole, our main street is full, but we're really working to try and get storefronts filled on the side streets and really trying to develop Water Street as more of intentional development, embracing, you know, the potential of Riverwalk, and really trying to make it so that part of our city is, you know, accentuates the beauty that is sort of behind some of those buildings.
Yeah. So you went street, which is great, to the next question I was going to ask, which is about what is that checklist to become an accredited Main Street community? I think I had in my head that the full-time staff is on the list. It can't be all volunteers, but I don't remember it, but I don't know what else was involved in that accomplishment this year to get that accreditation. And what does it open up for you?
Yeah, it is a significant milestone for Ellsworth. Pretty much since day one, back in 2016, you know, we've been working towards this accreditation. So this is our ninth year, and it took us 9 years to get here, obviously. The revitalization efforts really sort of hold us to a national standard for excellence and a community-driven but economic initiatives that really sort of help to sustain our downtown. The accreditation really shows our commitment to fostering a vibrant downtown, as Amanda spoke about earlier, and really trying to use the Main Street America model, which is sort of like a 4 points. So in addition to our board of 13 board members. We also have four different committees that are populated by community volunteers that sort of help us make decisions around how our work is executed. So for example, our design committee, they're the ones who are in charge of making sure our flowers get planted every year and that we have trees on Main Street. And that when we're doing sort of like a public art installation, they're the ones that are really kind of making the decision and driving that. Staff is just really involved in trying to make sure that they have the resources that they need to be able to execute those projects. And each of the committees are really empowered to try and figure out what the community wants. And of course, all of those committees are open to anyone in the community that wants to be a part of. We also have people from surrounding communities that are a part of our organization on our board, as well as populating these committees that I talked about earlier.
So a couple questions about that. One is the folks who are not residents have some connection. They're working in Ellsworth, or they're there a lot for other reasons.
Yeah, I mean, many of them own businesses in Ellsworth, but maybe don't live in Ellsworth. Some people, you know, Ellsworth is interesting, and just the same as Belfast and the same as many Maine communities. You know, we're the county, we personally are the county seat. And so a lot of people, you know, these small surrounding towns and villages sort of look to Ellsworth or Belfast in this case, where we are sort of those hubs, and we sort of are the ones that have, you know, part of their identity, their personal identity, and what it is that they believe in and want to see happen. You know, those hub communities are really where they're able to be a part of a larger community with a downtown center.
Yeah. What are the other pillars? Is design one of them?
Yeah. So design is one. Economic vitality, really. We have a lot of downtown business owners and banks that sort of sit on our economic vitality committee. And they're the ones who do a lot of the work around our small business support program. So I'll talk a little bit later about a downtown grants program that we have. And also, we just completed another program called Bricks and Clicks. That's a downtown support specifically for the businesses. We have our organization committee, which does a lot of sort of like the internal support for the organization. So helping us make sure we're creating a solid economic foundation for our organization. And then the last one is promotions, which has to do with a lot of our events. We have our promotions committee is a pretty big committee, but also not just events, but it's also sort of the promotion of the organization and the forward understanding, which we'll also talk about later, about what Main Street America and the Maine Downtown Center are and how we're connected to, you know, making communities be all that they can be.
Yeah, awesome. That also, we just mentioned the next thing I wanted to talk about, which is support for businesses. I didn't have any idea until I was getting ready for this show that, you know, in my head, I have, if I were wanting to start a new business, I might reach out for support to obviously people I personally know, and then maybe like some kind of coach or like a small business organizations through like the federal government or SCORE. I know Ellsworth has had an active business coaching group or possibly like a Rotary Club or something. But I was really excited to see when I was poking around Our Town Belfast's website that coaching and information and support for business owners seems to be really central for you guys. So tell us about that and what's worked well.
Well, so far, we're just really kicking that off. I love that you found it on our website because we've been working on that. We were actually very fortunate in 2022 when I came on board to the organization. We were one of the Main Streets that received a very powerful grant that for entrepreneurial ecosystem work. And so we were able to use some of that monies in developing our small business support. And we're really building that out. And we've got a great, really thorough plan for the next few years that we're going to be executing. But it's not just new businesses. I want to make sure that everybody knows that we're here to support all of the existing businesses as well, because without them, I mean, there's no purpose. But we want to be seen as a reliable resource, somebody to connect people to the right place. We have I personally have a fantastic relationship with our economic development department at the city, and they do wonderful work up there. They sit on some of our committees, on our economic vitality committee, and volunteer for us often. They are a great source of when I have a question about, I have no idea what this business is asking me, and I bring it right to them and they can explain this is what they're looking for and provide that to back to me so that I can then go to the person and say, this is what you need. I also have a great relationship with the Maine Small Business Administration. So I can also direct people that way. I'm learning more about them every time that we talk. Same with SCORE. There's many, we have a lot of different mentors here in the Belfast community, all of Waldo County, along the Midcoast as well. One of the new things that we introduced because of that entrepreneurial ecosystem grant was a business coffee downtown. That's a monthly series that we have that is open to anybody. Anybody from Ellsworth can come to this. We want a big enough audience that we have to use our Colonial Theater that has 150 seats. And that's sponsored by KeyBank. And we have Downshift Coffee, one of our local coffee shops here on Main Street, who donates the coffee each month. And we just go through a variety of different topics that businesses need to be able to run their business, but they don't even know that they don't know it. So next month in January, we're talking about the importance of an online presence. A lot of small businesses don't even realize the importance of just having a Facebook page, just a paid place that they can collect information. So somebody that's, when they come to town and they see something, they want to just find out who you are. What if they drive through at 2 o'clock in the morning? You're not open to answer their questions. They're just looking for something to get to some information about them. Last month, we did de-escalation tactics and safety planning with Belfast PD. Something really important that business owners aren't thinking about, but they really should be, because they have a lot of different employees, and we have such a volatile world nowadays. You never know what could happen. So I'm not sure if I actually answered your question or if I just went off on the tangent that I've been thinking about in my head this whole time. But I think it's really crucial that we're here as organizations, all of us as Main Street organizations, to be focusing our work on the small businesses and the entrepreneurs, not just in downtown in our historic districts, but all of them outside of there as well, because we want to foster that community.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great point you made earlier about how you don't have to be a new business to have new things thrown at you that you're going to have to deal with, like, say, law and policy changes about. Yeah. So it's great to be able to work on that together with colleagues.
Yeah. Part of that coffee, let me also say, just so everybody knows, it's really important because there's also some time for peer-to-peer conversations, things that we're not going to bring up. We're not going to bring an expert in, but they get an opportunity to ask, like, what are you guys doing? Or did you see this? Or it's about that connection that they can make, because they don't all know what's happening on the other side of downtown. So it's really great community in that aspect as well.
Kara, if you could tell us a little bit more about the connection you have with local government. The city of Ellsworth council has been a big player in trying to think about the future of the community. What are the connections between your organizations and city government?
Yeah, so we were not part of the comprehensive plan that just got voted on, actually, Monday night by the Ellsworth City Council. We were not on the steering committee, but we made a choice as an organization to attend each and every meeting that was open to the public the entire year that process was happening, because we had some important things that we felt needed to be considered to be included in that comp plan. We also had done some work 2 years prior. I think it was in 2022, we completed an organizational asset mapping process, which was the first sort of plan of its kind that had ever happened in the downtown by an outside organization. And that plan really had quite a few things included in it that we thought were important for the future of downtown specifically. Of course, as everyone here listening, here on this call and listening to this show understands that a comprehensive plan is about, you know, the entire city, whereas we focus mainly on the downtown district. So this extra focus that we're able to give to the district really sort of helps us be able to inform the city, the things that we're seeing, or even as Amanda kind of touched on earlier, the concepts that businesses will come to us for certain things that they may not feel comfortable going to somebody in city government or even an elected official. And so we serve as sort of that, that in between place that is people are really able to come to Amanda and I and other Main Street directors to ask any kind of question and not worry about feeling foolish about it or that they shouldn't have known, or maybe it's the wrong question to be asking. And a lot of those times I pass those on directly to our city manager. We have a really, really great relationship. We have a new city manager in Ellsworth that's been with us since April of this year. And we also have a new director, a fairly new executive director at our Chamber of Commerce in Ellsworth. And we really try, the three of us try really hard to make sure that we're constantly in communication about things that come up in the community or issues that are trying to be resolved. And so we just try to really work as a team with staff at the city and department heads.
Great. I'll just again remind listeners that they're tuned to Talk of the Towns here on WERU. Liz Graves and I, Ron Beard, are your co-hosts. We're talking about Main Street communities, and you've just heard from Cara Romano, who is the executive director of the Heart of Ellsworth, and also on the program, Amanda Cunningham with Our Town Belfast, and Sylvie Piquet is the program director at the Main Downtown Center with the Main Development Foundation. Liz, back to you.
Yeah, sure. So great couple of things I wondered about from what Car just said. You mentioned near the top of the show about the Ellsworth Business Development Corporation and the cool thing next to the marina there, whose name I just forgot again already. It's a group of small, it's a one facility that houses several small businesses, several startups.
Yeah, the Union River Center for Innovation.
So, and you mentioned the city had a role in getting that going. Was it city land that it was built on, or how did that work?
So, yeah, the building is owned by the city, and it is really sort of a location that's really working to try and support entrepreneurs and business owners and startups as well. So it's a pretty unique facility that that exists in our city. A lot of cities our size, it's unique in the sense that, you know, a city that has just under, you know, 10,000 people in it doesn't typically have a resource like that, but we have one, and it's right down next to the marina. So right on the water, on Water Street.
Yeah, it was cool when you mentioned it earlier. I thought back to 5 years ago or so and be like, oh yeah, it really does seem to have a lot more going on now. So that's awesome. You mentioned, and I just want to push back there, not to provide the space to say more about there's a downtown grants program going. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, we work with area banks. Each year we partner with community banks. We really try to target banks that are, you know, Maine-based financial entities that are willing to support the organization by giving us resources to be able to re-grant to entrepreneurs, artists, small businesses, and startups. And so the program, actually, we're getting ready to launch it in 2025. We usually try to make sure that we have a decent, sizable amount of money to give away so that we're able to really try and have an impact with the downtown businesses. This year, we hired a program coordinator Zibet New Collins is her name. And she really heads up a lot of these small business programs and also runs a lot of our different events that happen. So when we kick off in 2025, she will sit down with the Economic Vitality Committee and they will sort of work together to figure out what the program structure will be and how it will work. And we're kind of considering, I think this year, or next year, I should say, trying to change up how the application process happens, because everybody learns differently, everybody processes information differently. So it's going to be an interesting year and different than we've done in the past.
Cool. Thank you. Sylvie, I want to turn to you. I'm curious about, you could ask the question either way, like if you are in Amanda or Cara's roles, what kinds of things would they call you for? Or the other way around, like what is just a day in your life like?
Great question. It's different every day because those 28 communities, very different things happen. But at the same time, the power of the network is that, you know, what one community is struggling with, another one has struggled with and found some creative solutions to. So similar to how the downtown directors and this downtown program serves as that connective tissue between, as I think it was Amanda was describing, that, you know, municipality and talking to those economic development professionals and connecting to business owners and property owners, et cetera. We help serve as that connective tissue between these local communities, the local downtown groups and organizations, and statewide resources, nonprofits who are specializing in whatever it is the groups are, you know, needing support through. And so we serve as a bit of that connective tissue between partners and resources and our individual communities, as well as helping them connect with each other of, oh yeah, you're struggling with this. Well, I know Amanda in Belfast has come up with a great creative solution, or, oh, this community is trying to get a similar kind of downtown grant program off the ground. You got to talk to Cara in Ellsworth because they've done this successfully. Otherwise, we, you know, are connected. We serve as that liaison between the national program. So there's a bit of it that is helping with the annual reporting and some of those reinvestment metrics that each of our communities are measuring to really show that measurable impact in each of their communities. And we report that nationally. And we bring some of the national programs to the state. Amanda referenced the entrepreneurial ecosystem, and that was something we were able to secure a grant initially through Maine Community Foundation as a pilot program, and then for a second round with 10 communities through congressionally directed spending for this entrepreneurial ecosystem project and subgrant to the different Main Streets who participated, Main Streets and affiliate actually as well. And so sometimes we get to play that role in the subgranting as a subgranter when we're better positioned to secure funding to support some of the work that the Main Streets and our communities are doing. And, you know, sometimes it's just picking up the phone and saying, you know, we're struggling with this dynamic and, you know, we need a brainstorm, you know, of what's going on here. We need a sounding board. And fortunately, they're able to call us and we can kind of think through, okay, does it have to do with the preservation of a building and a property owner? Does it have to do with the economic business mix that's not quite right in a community? Does it have to do with that relationship between the municipality, the downtown, the community members? So it's different every day.
Yeah. What are some of those metrics that get tracked? What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So we track volunteer hours that these community groups and community organizations are marking every year, every board meeting, every committee meeting, every event. It takes a lot of volunteer time because many of our Main Streets are, you know, they require full-time staff, but it's typically staff of one, and those that can get one and a half or even two at times are, you know, really, it's impressive when they can sustain that. It's important because there is more than enough work to do. But at the foundation of this program, it really is grassroots leadership and community involvement. And so it's those business owners who are also helping on the committees. It's community members and professionals and municipal staff giving their time to helping to make all of this work come to fruition.
I'm thinking of the listeners who might be there, who aren't part of the 28 towns that are part of this wonderful network. And maybe a question to both Kara and Amanda would be, what were some of the hurdles that you faced that other communities who are beginning to just think about all of this work, what hurdles can you identify that might be helpful to communities that are just getting started with this kind of effort? Amanda, have you got any thoughts about hurdles or problems that a new community might be facing?
Actually, I was going to say, Kara should probably answer this because I don't have an answer.
Okay, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, I can't think of, because we were established so long before I came on board as the executive director.
Right.
I can't think of anything. And we are in such a wonderful period here in downtown Belfast. Because we do have we have full occupancy, and we're working with building owners and talking about those second, third, and fourth stories. How can we revitalize those? We have a wonderful family that's come in and bought several buildings, and they're really working to really bring those up to date. Our Opera House being one of them, and just adding in different layers. So we haven't had a lot of huge hurdles under my leadership.
Maybe the question is to Sylvie, because there are communities out there who are really struggling in Maine to create that kind of economic and community vitality. What do you imagine, Sylvie, are some of the hurdles that they're pondering as they think about this? Towns that are kind of without the kind of vibrancy that Ellsworth, Belfast, and the other 28 communities have.
Yes. And these two, Ellsworth and Belfast, are two of our high achieving communities. So once they reach that Main Street status, the work is never done, but they're doing it at such a robust level that they're hitting all these accreditation standards to be have this national designation. It's not what most of the communities across the state are, it's not exactly the shape that they're in. And we again serve as a resource for communities even outside of our program. And often folks are calling, struggling with vacancy, as Amanda mentioned, not a problem in Belfast, but that's a problem in a lot of the communities for different reasons. And we can help them kind of look at where are the holes in that entrepreneurial ecosystem? Why are businesses failing in the downtown? What can the businesses be doing? What can the municipality be doing? What can the downtown organization be doing? Are there incentive programs that can help get folks rooted there? We're still referencing that 4-point model that Kara described of economic vitality and design, promotion, organization. So do they have, in terms of organization, a structure in terms of a group that can be working on the downtown that has strong relationship within municipality? Sometimes it's, does the municipality recognize that a focused effort on the downtown can help in some of reaching some of their goals through a comp plan or with whatever the community as a whole is struggling with? Sometimes it's facade improvement. That design element, it means a lot. Again, when I moved to Brunswick, I felt it as a place that I wanted to be, that I wanted to stay, that I wanted to live. And that is the way that, we get staff and customers into businesses, right? You got to have a place that people want to be. And so whether it's facade improvement and connections to funding mechanisms to support that outside of a community, or it's just about those flowers, those planters that Kara was referencing, some indication that the downtown is a place that people can come and want to be, then brings them into those businesses and helps keep that kind of that cycle and that whole circle that's important about a cohesive downtown really alive.
Right. Kara, anything that you'd like to add to that discussion of what communities might be that are just starting out might be facing with some of the hurdles that they might be experiencing?
Yeah, the only thing that I would add is just from our experience as an organization, we had a really robust organization of volunteers to start. And I think the biggest struggle that we had was making sure that our community outside of the organization board of directors, that that and the municipality and our board were all sort of communicating and talking, and everyone was on the same page. I think I will say that at the beginning of our organization, I think we got out ahead of the other two parties that I mentioned earlier, just because we saw and were so passionate about place and about saving it, and seeing that Ellsworth had amazing bones and that it just had hit sort of a hard point. And so from there, I think passion kind of took over a little bit, and it took us a few years to kind of get back on track.
So we think about, I was just sort of thinking about human things today, about how Sylvie mentioning flowers, and I am someone who, I am not the gardener in my household, that it's true that if you, on the level of like an individual home, you walk past someone who has taken care enough to have flowers, and you think they care about their place, and it also impacts the neighborhood, right? So it's that like, oh yeah, it's a really big freaking deal to work so hard on flowers as Heart of Ellsworth does, because it's that message that someone cares enough, someone's care enough about this place to make it like this, and that has the impact that Sylvie described in Brunswick, that like that creates that feeling with the customers and the folks who are now wanting to be and stay there. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, we are getting close. So I'm going to head toward wrapping up, but we're not in as much of a hurry as we often are at our final round. So we still have room to have new thoughts. But I want to just start reflecting on what do you believe, what has worked best? What are you proudest of in your work so far in this effort, and what are the best kind of outcomes that that you've seen as communities invest in their town center? What have been bright spots?
Kara, why don't we start with you? Just as you think back, what really has been successful? What has got more people involved and more people believing in the value of downtown Ellsworth, for instance?
Well, I would say the downtown grants that I talked about earlier was a really big deal. I think, you know, money kind of can always seem like a very, a very thing that can support and sustain. So I think that was a very successful program.
So getting those grants made people believe that there was something there to continue to work on.
Yeah. And I also think that it had to do with that Heart of Ellsworth was working to sort of, you know, be the administrator to like launch that program. And so we were there as the administrator, the banks were there able to fund and support, and then the different downtown businesses were able to then apply to receive those grants. And the program, I think, has run 4 or 5 times now. We've done it 4 or 5 years, not necessarily in a row, but we've done it that many times. I would say our Downey Cider and Cheese event that we do every year in November, that has been very successful. And then another program that I think has been really successful in raising awareness about local democracy has been our Meet the Candidates event that we do every year. Mm. It's an annual nonpartisan event that educates the voting residents of Ellsworth and allows them to sort of come to a forum that we have at the Grand Theater every year, where all members that are running or all folks that are running for a seat on Ellsworth City Council are able to come up. The Ellsworth American, our local paper, moderates. And it's usually like an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hour forum where people actually can speak with the people who they're going to be electing as representatives on council. And that has really, that event itself, I think, has really helped to put people in a place of feeling more confident about their choices at a local level of who they're going to vote for.
Amanda, how about you? What were some of your real successes that made people believe in the work that you're doing?
Although we're not an events organization, it generally comes back to the large events that we do. And we annually, the last weekend in February, offer the Belfast Ice Festival and State of Maine Ice Carving Championship. So as we know, that's the time of year that people aren't out on Main Street generally, but this one brings in, last year we estimated 3,000 people came to Belfast through the course of the weekend, and all of our merchants, they report, you know, record sales, or sales up in line with what they would have on a Saturday in August. So that's a real economic boost for them to get them through to the finish line of May when we start seeing the regional travelers come back in, and the people that are driving the whole mid-coast all the way up through Ellsworth up to MDI. It's a really important event because you see the sense of community, because all of the businesses are just screaming for it. They want it. They want to see the people come in. They want to see the families because it's very family oriented. In addition to that, we have a few other programs that we've done that I think are really very impactful to our downtown. One is a redesigned Adirondack looking chair, even though it's not an Adirondack chair. It's anybody can get in and out of this. Everybody with mobility issues, nobody's had a problem getting in and out of these chairs, but they're designed painted by local artists. And we in Belfast are on a very steep hill, so we need people to be able to rest as they're walking up the hill. So I think that's a great program that we've also offered.
Great. So two outcomes that you've mentioned are sales to individual merchants, no yes. vacancies. Sylvie, yes. What would you say some of the other outcomes of successful Main Street programs are?
Absolutely. That economic vitality, I would say so much is also immeasurable, but it is seeing different kinds of people coming into a downtown and feeling at home enough and engaged enough to sit in a small pocket park, maybe enjoy some food and take a break between, you know, shopping or the activities. It's people visiting a town and saying, hey, I want to live here, or I want to start my business here. And that's a successful, often the result of a successful Main Street program.
Great, great. What else would you add? Any other outcomes that you think Main Street programs, anybody?
Yeah, we asked Sylvia about statewide challenges. So since you have the broader view here, what are some other really cool programs or successes from elsewhere? Things that you're excited about?
Absolutely. I think seeing some of the preservation work is really incredible because such an important piece of the landscape of these downtowns are these really historic buildings, and they give people that sense of place when they are there, to give people a reason to engage with that sense of place when they're learning about these historic places. And it's something that we're able to help in terms of some funding mechanisms back into these communities to preserve these places that, you know, continue to tell the story of the unique character of these communities. So a lot of really great preservation work across the state.
Thanks so much. We've come to the end of a very short hour. Be sure and join us from 4 to 5 on the second Wednesday afternoon of each month for Talk of the Towns. Podcasts of our programs can be found in the archive section of the WERU website. If you have comments or suggestions for other topics for our discussion, please email us at news@weru.org. Our theme music is a medley from Coronach on a Balmain House Island music recording. Thanks again so much to our guests. This afternoon, as we've talked about Main Street communities, Cara Romano is the executive director of the Heart of Ellsworth. Amanda Cunningham is with Our Town Belfast. She directs that program. And Sylvie Piquet is the program director at the Main Downtown Center with the Main Development Foundation. Thanks to our underwriters. Thanks to Joel Mann for helping to engineer our program. Stay tuned for Ralph Nader Radio from 5 to 6 and the Groove Shop from 6 to 8. Liz Graves and I are producers and hosts. Talk of the Towns. This is Ron Beard wishing you a good afternoon.